And Prabhupada, he said, just as we are thinking that these creatures are very insignificant, they live only a few days and months, they are also living entities which look on us and think human beings are very, very insignificant. They only live a few months. Because by their calculation, our 1 year is their 1 day. So, the Vedic culture knew that you don't die. The Atma lives on, and it takes birth into different capacities. So Daksha, because he was a son of Brahma, he had experienced a very high level of opulence, but he had attended a pure devotee, Lord Shiva. So, as a result, he was killed and brought back to life by Shiva. So he was given the head of a goat, and he offered prayers, begging for glorifying Lord Shiva and begging for forgiveness. So because of these prayers, Lord Shiva blessed him. Now it said that he did severe penance for 5 manvantaras, which means 71 years times 5. That's a long time. So I did this tapasya, and as a result, he could get back his former opulence. But he was forced to take birth again. This time, instead of a mental son of Lord Brahma, he had to take birth by seminal discharge and in the womb of a human, of a woman. So he was born in the previous manvantara. Now we are in the Vaivaswata manvantara. And Lord Krishna, he agrees to come at the day of Brahma to this universe in the day of Vaivaswata Manu, 28th Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. And this Kali Yuga, at 28th Kali Yuga, we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, all these calculations are given in the ancient Vedic scripture. So, our Vedic scriptures are very scientific, and they have all these understandings of the universe. Recently, in America, they did a study. What if they find that there's life on other planets, what does it mean to the other world religions? And of course, the Hindu religion or the Vedic religion, we have this concept that there are Tribhuvana, Chaturbhuvana. We have the concept that there's life on every planet in different dimensions. So, for us, it's the first point, but the other religions are basically geocentric. They only, like Jesus, offers him, they only talk about his pastimes on earth, and other religious leaders, they only talk about their pastimes on earth. So, they don't really understand what is the universal perception. In our temple of Vedic Pranayam, it'd be nice to show some exhibit about the time of the Veda, of the days of Brahma and the Vedic idea of time, because this Vedic time from the portion of the second to the day of life of Brahma. So we have this concept. Now, we live only 100 years as a human being. It's a very small amount compared to the Brahmas, the Manus, the Indras, the Devas. But Lord Chaitanya said, Akhave Svarga Uttaya Kave Nayaka Dubaya Dhanna Jana Raja Jana Nadide Dubaya, that this going up to some heavenly planet and going down is not significant. It's sometimes you get good karma, you're like Daksha. He knows that he had to get some good karma to regain his opulence. So he did tapasya for lakhs and millions of years. So as a result, he could achieve this higher status of sense gratification. But sooner or later, we have to fall down. And we fall down either to this earth planet or lower. So sometimes we're hell, sometimes we're heaven, sometimes we're earth. Now, only we can get out if we have the devotional service. We need self-realization. Now, self-realization could be achieved by merging into the light. I was sitting here in Bombay, and one lady came to me. She came, and she said, I'm a life member of ISKCON. I had one question. Why do you worship forms of Krishna? After all, God is formless. I was shocked. Here's our life member. But she was talking about a formless God. So we know that the formless, that Krishna is known as Mulkunda. He gives five kinds of liberation. And one of those kinds is called Sarujya. It's the merging into the light. So the demons who are killed by Krishna, they get this Sarujya Mukti. So it's not a very, like the devotees, they don't want. If they get offered Sarujya, they refuse. No, no. The other part, Sarutya, Salokya, Samitya, Shashti, the other part, if they include offering service to Krishna, they are acceptable. But Sarujya devotees don't want. In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita by Sanat Goswami, one of the Gopa Kumar, he was going from Kailash to the Vaikuntha Loka, and he had passed the Brahma Jyoti. And there in the middle of the Brahma Jyoti, he was being absorbed, and he said, Go, Govinda! Govinda! He was so scared. He nearly went to the Vaikuntha plan. Wow. I almost got merged. So, the devotees, they think this merging is like hell. It's worse than hell. Because there, although you're happy with Brahmananda, you're not a person. You're not able to exchange any rasa with Krishna. So the devotees, they hate this idea of merging. They want to serve the Lord in His personal form. So we should understand how the Lord, He came down in this Vairasvata Manu just 5,000 years ago as Sri Krishna. And He came only 500 and some years ago as Sri Chaitanya. We get on this planet, the Lord comes, He displays His pastimes. And this is a great benefit for all of us. We get to understand, know, and also participate in His pastime. Now, Lord Chaitanya said that, Prabhupada said, that presently we are experiencing the extended pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because He predicted Pratividhi Ache Jatta Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Vacharita Hoyde Varnam. In every town and village of the whole world, His holy name will be spread. Therefore, distilling books, doing bhakti viksha, having temples, all these are activities which help to expand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by His mercy, people can easily get devotional service. Before, it was somewhat difficult. When Lord Krishna came, if you read His pastimes, He was first in Mathura, and rather, Vrindavan, and then He went to Mathura, and then to Dwarka. So while He was in Dwarka, He visited all over India. He visited South India, East India, North India, West India, and all the people at that time, they could talk with Him, they could see Him, if they were fortunate. And He sometimes visited kings, and sometimes He visited also the simple devotees. For Him, He said, His devotees are very, very dear. So we have this a great opportunity to render some service. Now, we missed His direct pastime, but we get now the opportunity to engage in Lord Chaitanya's extended Sankirtan pastimes. So, process that Lord Chaitanya gave, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a very sublime. By rendering this activity, we are able to get easily devotional service. So also, hearing and chanting are the first two aspects of the nine processes of devotional service. The first is hearing, second is kirtan, listening. And now we're down, there are nine islands, and each is connected to the nine processes. So the Simanta Deep, the first island, is hearing, and Godram Deep, the second island, is chanting. So Lord Chaitanya, He was promoting we should hear, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is such a sublime process. Unfortunately, some people hesitate or some people are not interested to chant. They are very, very unfortunate because they are missing this valuable process. Just to get some heavenly opulence, Daksha, he was meditating, doing tapasya for 5 manvantaras. That's a long time just to get some high level of sense gratification. Now, he was a Prajapati, so he produced a lot of children, and that was populating the universe. So he did a service for Krishna or Lord Brahma. But he is considered as a Sakam devotee. He has some material desire. And we have a choice what we would like to be. If we want to be a Nishkam devotee, if we want to be a devotee, husband, wife, or brahmacharya, whatever it may be, if we want to serve the Lord, and in this way, nothing can stop us from going back to Krishna. The whole secret is we should become very, very attached to Lord Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught through his 6 Goswamis that we could achieve the highest bliss by being attached to Radha and Krishna, by wanting their association. And this process is very, very sublime. We see in the pastimes of Krishna how Krishna left, apparently, although it says he never leaves Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan for 100-some years. And in Dwarka, he was there, but sometimes he went for months together to see the Pandavas or go somewhere. So the queens in Dwarka, the gopis in Vrindavan, the residents in Vrindavan, they were a lot of the time in separation of Krishna. So we can also feel this separation if we are very attached to Krishna. So how to get this attachment? That's the secret. Now that attachment is gotten by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So we should think what we want to do with our life. Because if we don't spend life properly, we'll take some other birth, a next life. We won't necessarily get the same chance. Of course, your devotees are all here in the temple. So you're blessed. It shows some devotional service you're doing. And this way, the next birth will be also somehow connected with Krishna. But I was asking Prabhupada, I'd like to serve you life after life. But he said, why want to make me come back? Why do you want to make me come back? And so I thought, even life after life. Because if a guru wants to take us back to Krishna, we should also cooperate with that. if the Guru wants that we should stay here and help him, we'll do that. Are we ready? Like some people, they say, I don't want to be in the material world, but they're not attached to Krishna. They're detached. Now detachment is one thing. Attachment to Krishna, that's what we need. It says the more we're attached, the more we can get Krishna. Loyam, which means intense desire for Krishna, is ultimately the perfection. Now, there are many processes of self-realization, and those processes take some time, but devotional service is the direct process, and it can be done very quickly. So, you can decide what you want to do. You want to merge into the light like the demons. You want to realize the Paramatma like the yogis. All these processes in Kali Yuga are not very practical. Or you want to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and immediately resolve your attachment, your love for Lord Krishna, and go back to the Krishna Loka. Now, what do you like to do? Those who want to merge into the light like the demons, raise your hand. Those who want to realize the Paramatma like the yogis, raise your hand. Those who want to get love of Krishna, raise your hand. And chant, Hari Rav, Hari Rav, Hari Rav. One other thing is the prachetas, they married the doctor of the trees. Now, actually, she was born of two celestial beings, and she took birth in the forest. And she was left there. So she was crying. And the moon god, he took mercy on her and gave his finger to her. And she could drink the milk from his finger. And he asked the trees, please take care of this girl. So she became known as the daughter of the trees. And she married the Prachetas. And she was the mother of the reincarnation of Daksha. So, Prabhupada said that we should take care of our children because they are sent to us by Krishna. They are especially devotee children. He called them Vaikuntha kids, that we should see them as and try to help them to advance in their Krishna consciousness. Try to help them to get back to Krishna. Such a great opportunity. So, all those who are devotees, who are in the Grihastha ashram, having children is a very big responsibility. We are who are brahmacharis. We cannot do this service. You can do. And so, you should do it with a very great care because it's something which is very, very important. So, somehow, this babies are protected by the Supreme Lord. And he worked through this case, he worked through the moon god. So, I also wanted to say that. Any questions? Now, because it's difficult for me to read when I come, instead of just chanting Jai Radha, Hare Krishna, you can also read the verse, read the translation, read the prasad, and save time. So any question?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you mentioned that to develop love for Krishna, we have to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you could please tell how we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You told Maharaj that to develop love for Krishna, we have to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if you could please elaborate how we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lord Chaitanya, he was, his message is spread by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, we prayed to him that Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaura Bhadi Vacharide. He would give us the message of our Lord Chaitanya. So if we try to follow His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we'll also be following Lord Chaitanya. And that we want to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya. Now, Bhakti, Om Vishnupad, Bhakti, Siddhanta, Sarasvati Thakur, he wrote the Vaishnava King, and there he said that prematurely if someone thinks they'll go to Vietnam and just spend their time there, actually if they're premature, they end up with a debauchery life, but they think of women and money, and they're not actually renounced. So, but they get some cheap pain. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saritakar, he said, isn't there a thing like the stool, the excrement of a pig? It's not the real thing. Better to be honest preacher, and by preaching, you'll naturally get some a good name, and that name comes to the preacher, and is Krishna's mercy. So that's real. So we chant Hare Krishna, we try to disseminate His message. He said, Balo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Please read the teaching of Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, and do devotional service to Lord Krishna. Now, that's a simple formula, and that was told by His Divine Grace. We here in the temple, we worship, we serve Lord Chaitanya. Here in Bombay, they distribute a lot of books. They also do Mahat, Bhakti Riksha, concert groups. And so they take care of the devotees. And they also have regular classes where they give out the message of Lord Chaitanya and Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So all these things are recommended by Lord Chaitanya. If we follow His instructions, if we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, we will be following Lord Chaitanya. And naturally, the devotees develop devotion for Krishna. Of course, you can also fast track. Like in Shantidwar, Lord Chaitanya said that the way that Advaita Mahasaya, he was observing the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri with elaborate festivities, that he said at one point, whoever takes prasad here on this tithi, they get devotion for Govinda. 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 So we have somehow got the good fortune to perform this seva for Advaita Gosai. Every year we take busloads of devotees to Shantipur, and they take some prasad, and they also distribute the prasad there to over 30,000, 40,000 of people. So there Lord Chaitanya said, just by eating some prasadam, you get love for Krishna, you get bhakti for Govinda. So there are some ways you can get bhakti special going on Navadip, Prakramal, some things, they help one. But generally, our temples are all geared for following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, which include the instructions of Lord Chaitanya. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. A devotee who has material desires and who also worships Krishna is a Sakama devotee. But a devotee who is actually not interested in enjoying material desires, but he is helpless, material desires simply do not leave him easily. So is he still a Sakama devotee?
You see, what you are praying to Krishna for, that is important. Because the process of Lord Chaitanya is so sublime that even, say, as a grihastha, you have to enjoy and also suffer some different things. So, but if your attachment for Lord Chaitanya, your attachment for Krishna is overriding, that's the most important. So the devotees who pray, I want to have devotion for Krishna, they're considered as niskam devotees or pure devotees. And those who are like Daksha, he wanted to achieve his role again as a prajapati. So in Chakshusha Manvanda, he got that benediction. So his desire was not for Krishna bhakti. His desire was for opulence. So if you pray like that, otherwise, no, just having a little pleasures is not an impediment. If your overriding desire is to have Krishna, that's what's important. Like, here I see my godbrother, Narasimha Prabhu. I don't know if he'll take ascension, but being a grihastha, and also he said his children were sick, so he had to take care of them. So that's also a responsibility of the grihasthas. Sometimes they're healthy, sometimes they have a good prasad, sometimes they're sick, you have to take some that comes and goes. It's not one-sided, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, one more question.
So that's why this Grihastha life is considered as a responsible life, responsible ashram. But the real secret is we should have desire to serve Krishna. Husband, wife, they should serve Krishna. Now, if just the brahmacharis or sannyasis are very renounced, but they have no attachment for Krishna, that's not the success. They should also be attached to Krishna. And that is the real success. Not being a sannyasi, not being a grihastha, but being attached to Krishna. Hari Rao! Hari Rao! Hari Rao!
Okay, one more question, Hare Krishna. This side. There has been Hare Krishna, yeah, this side. So why there is an existence of different manus at different span of time? Does it mean that human beings are being reformed or modified?
You know, 71 chakrayuhas is a long time. And we already forgot what happened in Dwapara-yuga. We call that prehistoric, before history. But according to Vedas, this is not a prehistoric. This is part of the history. But according to our modern science, 5,000 years ago, people were all like monkeys or something. But read the Mahabharata, read the Shastra, there was a civilization. There was something very wonderful going on here. But because they don't find any bones, they don't think. But it said that people would be cremated. So only they would find bones of some tribal people. All the civilized people would be cremated, so they would only find the ashes. Now, to have there's a partial destruction of the lower planets at every Manvantara. And the new Manvantara, he establishes what's the rule of the law for the human beings. But, I mean, 71 chapter yugas, come on. Because they say, let me forget. And you forget, you did, or you put your key in your car, you forget so many things. Now, 71 chapter yugas, you forget? What do you think? How many can remember what happened 71 chapter years ago? You know, we only live a short time. So, obviously, we need some updating periodically to what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And now, we're so fortunate that we have Lord Chaitanya only here 500 years ago. Other Manvantaras, other times, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Lord Ram, they're only ancient, very much many distant history. When I was in Canada in the 60s, before I was sent to India, some of the leading Hindus, they were giving introduction. Oh, he would like to speak on our mythology. And I was just a new devotee, I was just 2 years. But mythology? It's not myths. These are not legends. these are history, these are facts, and these happen. And we, you know, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva, Parikshit, they didn't give their life to talk about some myth or some legends. These are actually historical facts. The Pachetas existed, and Daksha existed, and although we may not remember, but their history is there, and we should be very grateful that we can learn from their good qualities, we can learn from their mistakes. Hare Bol.